Welcome to week 7 of Daily Devotions. This week I would like to meditate with you about the names of Jesus and how they relate, especially those names that relate to things. So the first thing that we are going to think about is that Jesus is called our banner. So before we go to our text, let me explain for a moment what is a banner. Children, a banner is maybe a figure of an animal or some kind of cloth with a message on it, letters on it. Or it might have been a fire that is put on a high pole, and it was used in an army. And when they were fighting the battle, those soldiers, they would look to the banner. And the banner kept them close and encouraged them to continue fighting. Now, when Isaiah prophesies about the Lord Jesus, in Isaiah 11 verse 10, he says, Jesus is such a banner. Now, the word that is used in this passage is ensign, not banner. So let's read that together for a moment. Isaiah 11:10. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. So Isaiah says, someday there will be a person who is like an ensign, like a banner. And he will come from the root of Jesse, so from the line of David. And he will be lifted up for all to see. Who's that banner? It's Jesus. Now what does that mean? That Jesus is our banner. That Jesus is called the banner of his people. Well, just like a banner would identify a group of soldiers, they belong together, they rally together around that banner. So Jesus identifies who we are. When you are by grace through faith enrolled in Jesus' army, and I hope you are, and if you're not, Jesus still invites soldiers to come and fight in his glorious army, who will have the victory, then Jesus identifies really who we are. We've become Christians. So life is no longer about our own glory, about what we want, but it's about Jesus and who Jesus is for us and that he lives in us. Paul says it, no longer I live, but Christ lives in me. So Jesus rallies that troop together with such a lifestyle, living for him, for his glory. That brings us to the second lesson, because just like a banner brings soldiers together to stay close, so Jesus and his cross is what brings and keeps Christians close to one another. When Jesus was about to die, John said in John 12 verse 32, and I, Jesus said it, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. In other words, when he will be lifted up on the cross for all to see with the eyes of faith, he will draw all kinds of people, all kinds of sinners to himself. And Jesus said this to show that he fulfills the very text that we are thinking about, Jesus, the ensign of the people, the banner. Because it says in the text that the Gentiles shall see. Now, you read that passage, John 12, there you see, the Greeks came to Philip and say, Sir, Philip, we would like to see Jesus. And then Jesus says this. You see, then he says, listen, wait a moment, I first need to be lifted up on that cross, and then I'm going to gather all kinds of people, not just Jews, but Gentiles. A glorious army of believers from all over the world. I will bring them together, drawing them to myself, into my glorious army. I will keep them together, close together, and I will lift up the cross before their eyes, and I will remind them of my truth, and of my love for them. And that's the next thing here about the banner. Just as a banner reminded weary soldiers of the truth to whom they belonged, so Jesus, our banner, reminds us also of the truth, especially the truth of his love. His love for his people. Psalm 60 verse 4 first of all tells us, thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee. It's Jesus. That it may be displayed for all to see. Why? Because of the truth. So you see those soldiers who fear the Lord, who fight under the banner of Jesus' cross, why are they able to continue their fight? Why are you and I, when we are Christians, able to fight this battle? Just because we know that the truth of Christ sets us free from all our lies, from all our sins. And that's not all. What helps us is those words in Song of Solomon, that Jesus' love is as a banner that is displayed over us, that we can look at and can wonder at. That the banner of Jesus and his cross tells us that he truly loves us. Loves us so much that he gave his life for us. And when we understand that glorious truth, and it touches our hearts, that keeps us going. And so forth, just as a banner guides us through battle, guides people through battle, so Jesus guides every Christian through the battle of the Christian life. The enemies that we have are the flesh, the world, and the devil, and they may come as an overwhelming flood. But then we have a promise, a glorious promise, shown to us in Isaiah, again, 59 verse 19. The Spirit of God, the Spirit of the Lord, will lift up a banner against our enemies, it says there. You see, the Spirit of God kind of reminds us to look to the cross, to look to his love, so that we can fight and fight on and regain courage, especially when you and I feel weak and weary, and perhaps we are wounded by sin. So that brings us to our final encouragement from Jesus, our banner, because Jesus, as that banner, proclaims the victory to us. Even when we find ourselves today in the thick of the battle, with all the difficulties and fights internally that we have against sin, for that is what our next text points us to. Because it says in our text, and his rest shall be glorious. So in other words, that banner points us to a rest. It promises us a glorious rest to come. Christ Jesus promises peace and rest for weak and wounded and battle-weary soldiers. We know, and by faith, we rejoice that the victory will be ours. His salvation that frees us from sin and death and hell will make us one day joyful. Just as Psalm 20 verse 5 puts it, we will rejoice in thy salvation. And in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. Eternally, we will set up our banners. And then it says, the Lord fulfill all thy petitions. He will listen to our prayers. He will. Therefore, we can rejoice. And therefore, by faith, just as Moses, after that battle against Amalek, he built an altar of thanks to the Lord. And what did he call that altar? Jehovah Nissi. Which means, the Lord is my banner. So we, one day, when the fight is done and over, we will forever bring sacrifices to praise, through the praise of Jesus, for his glorious victory, who is our Jehovah Nissi, and we will put up our banners for eternity and say, Jesus is our banner, and through him, I have the victory. His cross, his death, his resurrection saves me all the way and brought me all the way to victory. Amen.